Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book 100 Days of Reading for Second Grade Practice. Assess, diagnosed by Christine Dugan, is a standards-based daily reading practice workbook for second grade learners. Presented as a day-by-day program, it is designed to build essential reading skills through short passages and targeted activities that can be completed in a consistent routine. The book supports both classroom instruction and at-home learning by giving students regular opportunities to read, think, and respond in writing. Its practice focus is paired with assessment and diagnostic support, helping adults quickly check understanding and notice skill gaps. Activities commonly emphasize comprehension, fluency, and word study, using a mix of fiction and non-fiction texts so students practice reading across different genres. With clear directions and an answer key to simplify checking work, the workbook aims to make reading improvement practical, measurable, and manageable across a full school year style schedule. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a daily routine that builds reading stamina and independence. A defining feature of the workbook is its daily structure, which turns reading development into a steady habit rather than an occasional intervention. By offering a short, manageable task for each day, the program supports consistent practice that can strengthen reading stamina and improve student confidence over time. The predictable format also helps second graders learn how to approach a passage, complete questions, and produce a brief written response with less adult prompting. For teachers, the day-by-day design fits easily into warm-ups, literacy centers, independent work blocks, or small group rotations. For families, it provides a clear plan for at-home reinforcement without needing to design lessons. This kind of incremental approach is especially useful in second grade, where students are transitioning from learning to decode more automatically to reading with smoother phrasing and clearer understanding. The routine encourages students to focus, complete tasks efficiently, and gradually internalize good reading behaviors such as rereading, checking for meaning, and answering incomplete thoughts. Secondly, standards-based comprehension practice with fiction and non-fiction passages. The workbook uses short reading passages paired with comprehension activities that align with common second grade expectations. Because passages include both fiction and non-fiction, students practice different ways of reading following a story, noticing characters or events, and also gathering information from an informational text. This variety helps learners recognize that comprehension skills apply across genres, even when the purpose for reading changes. The tasks typically push students beyond simply recalling details by asking them to show understanding, to answering questions, and responding in writing. In a classroom setting, this supports the broader goal of helping students communicate what they read using evidence from the text, even at an age-appropriate level. For struggling readers, shorter passages reduce overload while still offering meaningful practice. For more advanced students, daily exposure to new texts and question types keeps them using comprehension strategies regularly. Overall, the passage-based design encourages active reading, checking understanding, and expressing meaning clearly and consistently. Focused reading work, fluency is a key bridge between decoding and comprehension. And the workbook supports fluency growth by giving students frequent opportunities to read brief texts in a structured way. In second grade, fluency improvement often shows up as smoother reading, more accurate word recognition, and better phrasing that reflects meaning. A daily practice format can encourage rereading and careful attention to what the text says, which supports both rate and accuracy without turning the experience into lengthy drill. Because the passages are short, students can complete a reading task and still have time to reflect on meaning through questions and writing. That combination matters. Fluency is most valuable when it serves comprehension, not when it becomes speed practice. Teachers and parents can also use the consistent routine to notice patterns such as frequent hesitations, missed endings, or difficulty with multisyllabic words, then provide targeted support. Over time, repeated exposure to grade-level text and comprehension prompts can help students read more confidently and with greater understanding. Fourthly, word study support that reinforces vocabulary and reading accuracy, in addition to comprehension and fluency. The workbook includes word study elements that help students attend to how words work in context. At the second grade level, word study often involves noticing patterns. At Seekings Often, applying phonics knowledge to unfamiliar words, and building vocabulary that improves both decoding and meaning-making. Embedding word-focused tasks alongside reading passages keeps instruction connected to real text rather than isolated lists. This is important because students can see how word meaning and word structure affect comprehension. A daily program also makes it easier to revisit key skills repeatedly, which is often what children need for mastery. For example, students may benefit from frequent practice with common spelling patterns, recognizing word parts, or using context clues. even when those skills are introduced elsewhere in the curriculum, for adults supporting learners. The workbook format provides a straightforward way to reinforce classroom instruction, practice foundational skills, and spot which word-level behaviors are slowing down reading or limiting understanding. Lastly, practice, assess, diagnose tools that make progress visible. The practice, assess, diagnose approach is designed to make reading practice more actionable for teachers and parents, instead of assigning pages and hoping skills improve. The workbook aims to support quick checking of student work, using built-in assessment and diagnostic features along with an answer key. This helps adults identify whether a student is misunderstanding the passage, missing key details, struggling with vocabulary, or having difficulty expressing ideas in writing. When patterns appear across multiple days, the adult can respond with targeted instruction, additional reading support, or small group reteaching. The diagnostic mindset also benefits students by making reading goals clearer. They learn that reading is not only about finishing a page, but about showing understanding. The consistent structure can support easy monitoring over time, allowing educators to keep informal records of strengths and needs. In busy classrooms and homes, this combination of daily tasks plus quick evaluation tools helps ensure practice stays aligned with skill growth rather than becoming repetitive seat work. In conclusion, 100 Days of Reading for Second Grade Practice, Assess, Diagnose is best suited for second grade teachers, reading specialists, tutors, and families who want a consistent, low-prep way to strengthen core reading skills. Students benefit most when the workbook is used as a routine, a short daily reading, a focused set of comprehension and word study tasks, and a brief written response. That steady rhythm supports reading independence, improves familiarity with grade-level question types, and encourages children to explain their understanding in clear language. Adults benefit from the practical assessment support and answer key, which make it easier to verify understanding and pinpoint where a student is getting stuck. Compared with many general reading workbooks, this title stands out for combining daily practice with an explicit practice and assessment purpose, making it easier to track progress across time rather than treating activities as disconnected pages. It also supports balanced exposure to fiction and nonfiction, which helps students practice reading for different purposes. As a realistic tool for classrooms and homes, it offers structure, consistency, and skill-aligned practice that can complement a broader reading program. If you would like to support Christine Dugan, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.